cattle futures moved higher again Wednesday. USDA forecast beef exports lower this year in the quarterly outlook for U.S. agricultural trade. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 1st of June. Another day of weaker corn futures and the outlook for steady to stronger cash-fed cattle prices this week helped cattle futures extend gains Wednesday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.46 higher. Live cattle futures closed an average of 63 cents higher, from 25 cents higher in the spot month to $1.10 higher at the back. Expectations of record production in Brazil helped pressure corn futures mostly 1 to 3 cents lower. Kansas City wheat futures closed 2 to 6 cents higher in the front three contracts and then mostly 1 to 2 cents lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 6 to 16 cents lower. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from limited on light demand to a standstill through Wednesday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $170 to $171 hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle. They were $171 in Kansas, $180 to $182 in Nebraska, and $182 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $200 to $286 in Nebraska and $285 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice box beef cutout value was 88 cents higher Wednesday afternoon at $305.84 hundredweight. Select was 62 cents lower at $287.77.
With a mission to share stories of the breed's rich history in the beef industry, the 1881 podcast is connecting you with the voices behind the bald face. To share the progress of operations across the country, we'll bring you content for cattlemen and women of all ages looking to learn more about the breed bringing people home. Join us for our latest episode of 1881, powered by the American Hereford Association and part of the Hereford Network.
Calves and feeder cattle continued to sell higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers traded $5 to $8 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold $3 to $8 higher. There are 6,055 head on offer across both days. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $10 to $15 higher at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska. Heifers at all weights traded $2 to $10 higher. There are 2,099 head on offer. Feeder steers weighing 750 to 950 pounds sold $10 to $12 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. Higher undertones were noted for steers weighing 400 to 750 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 900 pounds sold $10 to $12 higher. Higher undertones were noted for heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds. There are 1,458 head. If you're looking for a weekly market summary and highlights, check out the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Wednesday, with investors focused on continued debt ceiling talks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 134 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 25 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 82 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.29 to $1.37 lower through the front six contracts. USDA forecast beef exports for fiscal year 2023 at $9.3 billion in the quarterly outlook for U.S. agricultural trade from the Economic Research Service and Foreign Agricultural Service. The total would be $700 million less than February's projection on weaker unit values for beef muscle cuts, more than offsetting firm shipments to Mexico and East Asia. Total livestock, poultry, and dairy exports were lowered by $1.2 billion to $39.3 billion, with lower beef and poultry estimates outweighing gains in dairy. Overall, U.S. agricultural exports were forecast at $181 billion, down $3.5 billion from the February forecast. The revision was driven by decreases in corn, wheat, beef, and poultry exports. Corn exports are forecast $2.1 billion lower at $14.5 billion on lower unit values and volumes, as Brazil is poised to harvest a record second crop of corn, say ERS and FAS analysts. For overall perspective, the global economic outlook remained mostly unchanged. According to ERS and FAS, inflation remains on a slowing trend, but economic growth challenges are materializing as monetary conditions tighten. They explain North America is still projected to grow moderately, with growth in the Eurozone projected to remain at lower levels. World real gross domestic product is projected to increase by 2.8% in 2023, unchanged from the previous forecast. However, the quarterly outlook pegs projected growth for the United States real GDP in 2023 0.2% higher at 1.6%. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 1st of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.